I offer my love, my pranams at Bhagavan's lotus feet. Dear Bhagavan, dear sisters and brothers, I never thought I'd have the honor to be the master of ceremonies in the Sai Cathedral, but today is the day, and we do have a beautiful Sai Cathedral here. And we're celebrating an extremely auspicious and important day in the history of mankind, the birth of Jesus Christ. Today I was ruminating over an incident that when Jesus was a baby, and you remember they were going, Joseph and Mary, to register in Bethlehem. And then, because some wise men came looking for Jesus, and they met King Herod, and then they told him that there was a king that had been born. And as a result of that, Herod got very, very worried because he wanted to keep his power. And so he sent to kill all the little children that had just been born, hoping that he would kill this newborn king. But thinking of this, I remembered also what Swami has told us about when Krishna was born, and how Kamsa was looking to kill the baby Krishna because he'd escaped across the Yamuna when it opened up, and his father Vasudeva had taken him to Nandi's house. And all these children that were killed at that time in the Krishna avatar, I'm wondering if maybe this incident in the Bible that we've been quoting for so many years might have something to do with the Krishna avatar too. And maybe this, what's in the Bible, maybe that isn't exactly the true story. I was looking in some of the history, and it said that the book of Matthew, where this incident occurs, is actually not a part of the original book of Matthew, but it was something that was tacked on. So I don't know, I'll leave you with that. That thought needs a little more research. This afternoon we have two wonderful speakers. And the first one, a lady, I won't tell you what her name is until I get finished introducing her so that you can probably guess who she is. She's a citizen from the UK, which is very appropriate since all the decorations here have been done by UK. And she was educated in Switzerland, and then even was a Montessori teacher in the United States for a while. She was a founding member of the Satya Sai School in Thailand, and is actually a director of that school, and also has been a teacher there for all these years, since 1992 when the school was opened. However, she came to Swami in 1976, so she's a 40-year devotee, 4 decades. Isn't that wonderful? Now, her work in human values has been extremely important for many teachers around the world. She's actually trained teachers from over 30 countries. And she's also worked with this UN Habitat water conservation program, which has been so important. And then, not only that, but she's written over 10 books on Satya Sai education, and she has composed many songs for the children. Last year I had the opportunity to go with my wife to the Sai school in Thailand, and I wish I had a video to show you because these kids, they're just amazing. And the time we went there, my wife had a little problem with her neck, and Lorraine had just fallen and twisted her ankle. And so the two of them, my wife and Lorraine both, were limping around, and the little kids from that school, they would run up and grab their hands and take them into the dining room. And it was just the most beautiful thing to see, the tremendous amount of love that these children have. And of course, this is because of the Satya Sai Education and Human Values program, which brings out this love in the children. So with this short introduction, I'd like to introduce to you Lorraine Burros and give her a big applause.
I offer my most loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord. Dearest brothers and sisters, respected elders, and dear students, it is a great honor and a great joy to be standing here on this very auspicious day. This is Christmas Day. And in the words of the boys this morning, I'd like to say, I give my thanks with gratitude in my heart to the Holy One for this opportunity to share some experiences, some thoughts with you on this very auspicious day. Christmas is a day that is celebrated all over the world. It's a day that's so powerful that even during the world wars, there was a ceasefire so that the troops on both sides could have just breathe, have a rest, have a little bit of peace. I remember as a child, I was brought up in England, and Christmas was the most important day, just like they were saying this morning, when they had the dialogue between the father and the son, is Christmas your most important day? And of course, for most children growing up in the West, it is. It's a day of wonder, a day of awe. It's a day of expectation. It's a day of giving. And I remember going to church, and we went to this very beautiful old church where I lived in Surrey, and it was a Norman church. And being here today in this Sai Cathedral reminds me of being there in that church. We are here on holy ground, and it is really an incredible experience to feel Swami's love here on this day. Unfortunately, as we start to grow up and we see the world with some of its blemishes and shadows, we don't feel so much the wonder of Christmas. We see Christmas in more commercial. We see people taking advantage. But I believe here in Prashanti Nilayam, Christmas is really celebrated in the spirit of Christmas. There are not many places in the world where we can say this. I was very touched this morning by the presentation, well, all the presentations, the carols, and then the presentation by the students. And I was thinking, these boys are not brought up as Christians, and yet they are showing so much devotion, so much love to Jesus, that it was really very touching. I also thought of my children in Thailand when the little Santas were running around the hall giving out the sweets. Now in Thailand, Christmas is not normally celebrated, but in the school I make a point of having a very big Christmas. And as the children were taking all the sweets, I thought of the Christmas that we had just a few days ago in Thailand and the joy that it brings the children. And even in January, I have these little children coming up to me and saying, "Teacher, how many more days until Christmas?" I also was thinking this morning when I was listening to those beautiful carols, and I remember seeing a flash of Swami's white robe as he'd come out on the balcony to give darshan to all of us on Christmas Day. And I'd like to talk about my most wonderful time with Swami, which was on Christmas Day. It was in 1977, a long time ago, and it was in Whitefield. But before I tell you about it, I have to go back a little bit. In that time, I was living in America, in the States, and I'd come to Prashanti at the beginning of the year for a visit. Swami called me in for an interview with a group of Americans, and for 2 days. And on the second day, Swami asked Dr. Hislop to talk to all of us about the changes that were happening in the Sai organization. And he told us that Swami had said that now his work was going all over the world. Everyone was knowing about Swami. So we had to make everything more universal. We had to have bhajans and devotional songs in the languages of the country. And I remember a little incident that I'd like to share with you that happened with Dr. Hislop that was very wonderful. When he was standing there in front of us, Swami went out, as I'm sure many of you remember, to get his shopping bag full of vibhuti. And he'd come out and he'd give all of us vibhuti. This was in Whitefield after the interview. Well, Dr. Hislop was talking and Swami walks up behind him. And obviously Dr. Hislop didn't hear Swami. You don't hear Swami. He glides, right? And as Swami got very close to Dr. Hislop, he jumped a little bit. Well, my husband was there at the time and he took a photograph. And we sent this photograph to Dr. Hislop and he wrote us a very nice note back. And he said, "I remember the incident very well. I didn't realize that Swamiji was at my shoulder and I jumped. And Swami whispered in my ear, 'Don't worry, I am always standing beside you, behind you, and in front of you.'" So that was a really beautiful little incident that happened. A few of us in the New York area started to work on trying to produce English bhajans. And mostly we were working with the Hindi and Sanskrit bhajans, translating them into English. But one day I was driving my car, and as I was driving, this song came to me in its entirety. And the song was, "You are Lord of the Universe." Now, the last verse of this song is, "Mother of the Universe, Father of the Universe, the Light of Mankind, Sai Baba." Now, when I went home, I sang it to my husband. And he said, "It's okay, but that last verse sounds funny." He said, "Sai Baba is a man, so you should sing Father of the Universe, Mother of the Universe." Now, I didn't think about it, I just changed it, right? Now, we go back to a few months later. Swami performed the marriage of a very dear friend of mine on Christmas Day, and I was present at this wedding as Faith Hollander. And at the end of the wedding, Swami said, it is an Indian tradition, we should have a wedding song. There was silence. Nobody knew any wedding songs. Swami said, English song? And he looked over at Faith, and she glanced at me, then Swami looked at me and said, sing. And I thought, this is my chance. I'm going to sing this new song. So I started to sing You Are Lord of the Universe. And it was a total disaster. Because nobody knew this song. Nobody had heard it before. The rhythm was off. So Swami said to everybody, be quiet. And then he said to me, sing. So I started to sing. And Swami sang with me. And we got to the last verse. And I sang, Father of the Universe, Mother of the Universe. And Swami sang, Mother of the Universe, Father of the Universe. And he looked at me and said, you've got it wrong. Mother always comes first. Right? Well, it was a wonderful experience with Swami the whole morning. But at the end of the wedding, Swami said, today is Christmas Day. And some of the people in the wedding got very excited and they started to sing Happy Birthday. And Swami, I've never seen Swami look like this. He looked embarrassed. And he said, no. No birth, no death. But today is Christmas, we'll celebrate. And he invited all of us and I think a few other people, because there was about 100 people in all, to go into the college in Vrindavan. The hostel was just under construction and we had dinner there. We sat in rows and the college boys, they served us dinner so beautifully. And then Swami came and he gave each one of us a laddu. Right? Well, I say each one of us, but I actually think there was one person who didn't get a laddu. There was one young man who didn't get a laddu. And I heard about this. And we're so quick to make judgments. We're so quick to think, what has he done wrong? Why didn't he get a laddu? But Swami knows everything. Swami is omnipresent. He knows everything. This boy was a diabetic. And the fact that he didn't get a laddu meant so much more to him than if Swami had just given him a laddu like everybody else. And to me, this was such a big lesson that we can never judge. We should never give judgment. In the evening after dinner, the hostel was beautifully decorated like here, and there was a big Christmas tree, and Swami was standing by the Christmas tree, and he started to talk about Jesus. And he'd said that Jesus' life was a life of sacrifice, of forgiveness, and of love. And he said even when Jesus was on the cross, with some of his last breath, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Swami has talked a lot about Jesus. And I'd like to just mention a couple of the times. We see as we walk around the ashram, beautiful posters and banners. And one of them that is repeated all the time is, I and my Father are one. Swami has explained that Jesus' life is an example of our spiritual progress. And he said that the first stage that Jesus said, I am the messenger of God, is when we first start coming into the orbis of God and we start to live the teachings, learn about the teachings, and we become messengers. And this is what is called the stage of Dvaita. And this can also be part of the Jyoti meditation, I am in the light. The second stage, when Jesus declared, I am the Son of God. This is when we really become the beloved of God. We are living the teachings. We are one with God. We are the sons and daughters of God. And this is the Vishta Advaita stage. I am in the light. And then the third, final stage, the Advaita stage, when Jesus declared, my Father and I are one. And this is the stage where there is non-duality, that there is just oneness. I am the light. Now in 1970, Swami, on Christmas Day, he made an amazing statement, and I would like to read it to you. He said, Jesus' original name was Isa, which when repeated is Sai. So if you say Isai, Sai, 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 Sai. Isa and Sai both mean Ishwara. The statement of Christ is simple. He who sent me among you will come again. And he pointed to a lamb. The lamb is merely a symbol, a sign. It stands for the voice, Ba, Ba. The announcement was the advent of Baba. His name will be Truth, Christ declared. Satya means truth. He will wear a robe of red, a blood-red robe. Here Baba pointed to his robe. He will be short with a crown, Swami said, of hair. The lamb is the sign and symbol of love. Another connection with Swami and Jesus came very, very clear to me when Swami left his body. In 2011, when Swami left his physical body, it was on Easter Sunday. And Easter is actually the real meaning of Christianity. Easter is when Jesus showed through his own life that there is no death. Now, thinking about that time when Jesus was arrested, the Jewish priests were very jealous of Jesus. They were very worried. They knew who Jesus was. They knew his power. But they knew also that Jesus would expose them. And they really wanted to get rid of Jesus. So they found ways to corrupt Judas, so Judas would betray Jesus. Now, Jesus was crucified on a Friday. And the Jewish Sabbath is Saturday. So nothing could happen on a Saturday. After Jesus was crucified, he was put in the tomb. And again, the priests were very worried that the followers of Jesus would remove the body and they would proclaim that Jesus had risen. So they put this huge boulder in front of the tomb and they put a Roman guard. Well, of course, nothing could change the hand of God or the will of God. And when the women went to anoint the body on the Sunday, of course, the boulder was removed. The body was no longer there. And it is claimed that one of the priests said, now it begins. And of course, that was the beginning of the era of Christ and the whole of Christianity. Now, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about what Swami had been telling us for so many years. First, Swami said, my life is my message. And then for many years, he started to say, your life is my message. We have to live the teachings of Swami. Now Swami is not physically there. Now is the time that we have to really live these teachings. We cannot go running to the physical form and ask him this and that. We have to find him inside each one of our hearts. And through this, help to bring peace on earth. In Jesus' words, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Now, in the year 2000, we had an international conference here on education in human values. And it was a very special conference because it was not just for the Sai organization. It was for educators from all around the world. Many of them had never heard of Swami. And in the first day, Swami gave an incredible discourse. And he said, "Peace is coming much faster than any of you can imagine." And he said, "Peace is coming through institutions like this." And he repeated that. "Peace is coming through institutions like this." And he was talking about his schools, his colleges, his universities, his institutes, not only in Prashanti and in India, but all around the world. So this is where we, each one of us, have to start going more and more inside, finding Swami, and working to bring peace to our troubled world. I'd like to just spend a couple of moments about the school in Thailand. Brother John introduced me. He talked about the school starting in 1992. Well, actually what happened in 1990, Swami told Dr. Jonsai and a couple of other devotees from Thailand, start a school. So in 1991, they went with the plans. We had the land. And they said to Swami, "It'll take 2 years to build the school." Swami said, "No, 1 year." Wow. We had to build a school in 1 year. But when Swami says something, it happens. And in May 1992, a year after they came to see Swami, the school opened with 14 students. Only 14 students. We started with grade 1. Now the school goes up to grade 12. We have two campuses, the girls' campus and the boys' campus. And from that very motley beginning, a very small beginning, through Swami's grace, through Swami's will only, it has become probably the most famous school in Thailand. It has become the model school for the government of Thailand. And through the school, the education laws have changed. And it is a law now that every school in Thailand has to teach human values. I would like to just tell you one more incident that happened many, many years ago. And it reminds me of one of the parables of Christ. And this is the parable when Jesus told about the lady who had the silver coins. And she dropped her bag of coins. And she collected them all, but there was one coin that she couldn't find. And that coin didn't have much monetary value, but she would not rest until she had found that coin. And Jesus said, this is like God's love, that each one in the eyes of God is equal, regardless of their worldly status. This incident happened in the late 70s, and at that time I was spending a lot of time in Prashanti. It was around the time of Swami's birthday, and the Sevadal who was involved in this story, she told me everything about this. She's no longer on this earth, she's now with Swami. Now, during this time, when I was here for a long time, I helped in the Punachandra, and I used to give out water. Now, in those days, it was very different from now. And we used to sit there for hours and hours and hours, from early morning till late at night. And I was one of the paniwalas that used to go around with these big buckets of water and give water to people who were sitting. Now, I know because of that experience how vast the Punachandra Hall is. I know that when you're right at the back of the hall, it's very hard to see, you know, what's happening on the stage. This incident happened to a lady from Kerala. Now, I never had the experience of sitting at the back of the hall. like most of us, or many of us who come from overseas, we're always given privileged place to sit. We don't have to sit right at the back. But so many of the villagers and the people who are coming, they have to sit right at the back of the hall. This lady, she was a widow. She had never come to Swami. She was devoted to Swami. And she wanted to come and see Swami one time before she died. She made a very difficult journey. Probably she had to walk a lot of the way, maybe by bullock cart, by bus. And when she arrived in Prashanti, it was in the afternoon. Now you know, on Swami's birthday, in the afternoon, everything is completely packed. And in those days in the Punachandra, it was absolutely packed. At 2 o'clock in the morning, people are going in the Punachandra. So in the afternoon, it is absolutely full. So this lady was taken to the very last row of the hall, and she sat there. But she must have been sitting very near one of the aisles. And she was sitting there, and she was crying. She's saying, Swami, what is this? I've come all this way, and I only have one desire. And this desire is to see you in your white robe sitting on the jhula. Swami, I can't even see the stage. Now, while she was sitting there, she felt as if something had touched her shoulder. But you know, we're sitting packed together, so it's very easy to nudge each other. She didn't take any notice. This Sevadar was walking down the aisle, and she noticed this woman. And she looked at her and she said, Madam, why are you sitting there? The lady was shocked. She was turning around. Who is she talking to? And as she turned her head, she saw pinned to her sari was a guest badge. So the Sevadal took her by the hand, took her to the very front of the Punachandra, put her in the front row just before Swami came out in his white robe and sat in the jhula. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Swami's love. And it's like what Jesus said, be alike to everyone. And Swami teaches us through his example to be the same to everyone. On this beautiful Christmas day, we must all remember, we must all practice. We must all become the messengers of God. We must become the sons and daughters of God. Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you are doing unto me. And I'd like to leave you with Swami's words. Swami said, try to be like Jesus. Jesus was a person whose only joy was in spreading divine love, offering divine love, receiving divine love, and living on divine love. Om Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you very much, Lorraine, for that wonderful sharing with these experiences that very few people have been able to enjoy. And now it's my privilege to introduce our second speaker, Mr. Jan Flores. And Jan is the central coordinator for Region 72, which consists of 5 countries. Belgium, Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway and Sweden. Jan was previously a center president, and then he was also the chairman of the country. And he has been in, he's a businessman, retired now, who's been in recycling businesses. And I've also had the privilege to work with Jan because he's a member of the disaster relief team of the Satya Sai World Foundation. And Jan is a very, very dedicated server. He was actually the first anchor man that we sent into the Philippines after they had a huge typhoon and tidal wave in 2011. And he's going to probably share some of his experiences in that regard. And he's also a very compassionate person who's been trying to help refugees from Syria and set up some relief operations also in Austria. And we just sent a team into the Greek islands to see if they could help all these refugees that are coming in every day. Let's welcome Jan Flores.
Dearest Swami, I love you and I pray for your inspiration. Please guide me. Dear sisters, dear brothers, I love you also and I wish you a very happy and holy Christmas. When I see the students here, I'm often reminded of a little story that Swami told. There was this incident where a devotee asked him, Swami, how can you change the world with just a few students? Then Swami asked him, how many soldiers are there in an army? Oh, many, Swami, thousands and thousands. And then he asked, how many generals are there? Oh, Swami, just a few. Then he said, those are my generals. When I was 30 years old, I found myself falling on my knees and praying, Oh Lord, such a beautiful creation. Thank you so much. Thank you also for all the chances you gave me. But there is no happiness in your creation. So you take your creation and you give me happiness. 15 years later, when I was taking classes to learn more about God, the teacher said, Sai Baba. I said, who is Sai Baba? He said, an avatar. I said, thank you. What is an avatar? He said, God on earth. Then I said, then what are we doing here? From then on, Sai Baba was my teacher. I found a center. A little later they asked me to come along to see Sai Baba, and I heard myself say, I'm just married, how will I explain that to my wife? And also, I don't have any money. But if he can take care of that, I would love to go. Then a huge sum of money came in my bank account. My wife lovingly let me go. Later she became a devotee as well. And I was able to touch the feet of my Lord for the first time. Swami's stories about Hanuman made a great impression on me. This is why I named my company Hanuman. Swami inspired me to become a good manager, not a great one, but good. And also to see good. And I decided to train myself so that I could give my employees a better working place. We know there is only love, nothing else. And I thought, how come I don't see that? I want to see that. So I decided on a little exercise. Whenever I saw a mistake in someone, a fault, then I would have to mention inside, before I could take any action, three good virtues of this person. Like, he's always in time, he's working so hard, and he has a beautiful smile. After 1.5 years of always doing this, it became quite natural for me. In the meantime, in my company, things were slowly changing. There would be more love, more cooperation, more harmony. And I noticed when I change, the whole world changes. We learned many things. First, my employees learned the secret of happiness. Not doing as you like, but loving what you have to do. We learned how to help each other and also how to find the courage to ask for help. We learned how to turn a mistake into an opportunity by recognizing the mistake, apologizing, not judging anybody else, and coolly reflecting without emotion what to do next time, how to do better. My employees asked me to teach them what I knew, which I did, and then they became all much better than I did. For 30 years in a row, my company made about 7% profit each year. Then the profits jumped to 30%, and they stayed there for 5 years, so we could sell this company with ease in the middle of a big crisis. This was pure grace. Baba says, you take one step toward me and I will take 100 towards you. I did a little exercise on myself and I was awarded with a mountain of happiness. In his Christmas discourse of 1981, Sai Baba said, love must be manifested as selfless service. And Jesus worked tirelessly in such selfless service. I had told you I named my company Hanuman. Why? Once Vibhushana asked Hanuman, Hanuman, I'm always repeating Rama's name. How come you're so close and I'm not? Hanuman answered, Vibhushana, you not only have to repeat his name, but you also have to do his work. Excuse me. Many are waiting for the golden age to come. Let us not do that. Let us learn how to bring this golden age to somebody else first, to others first. Then this golden age will come to us as well, now, not later. To see the light of Christmas inside, loving service is very much needed. So let us follow Jesus and love our neighbor as ourselves. Let's do as Swami and love all, serve all, and let's be like Hanuman and do his work. We will feel happy because our mind will have no time at all to serve our senses. Then bliss is automatic. In November 2013, a huge tsunami and cyclone with winds of almost 400 kilometers an hour hit the Philippines. the disaster relief team of the International Psychosci Organization decided to do selfless service over there. We went over there and rented a home in the middle of the disaster area. Many people were killed, more than 6,000. Homes were washed away, roofs were blown off, and also this house that we rented, and we named it Sai Home. It had also been underwater, and the roof also had to be fixed. We could not buy anything over there to furnish the house, so we flew back to Manila and bought everything. Then it was flown over by military plane. We furnished Sai Home, and it was ready to go and receive volunteers to do our selfless service missions. First mission, we went on a medical camp in a far remote area. The people over there had lost everything, were very poor. We had to bring everything like mattresses, bedding, food, kitchen utensils, of course medicine. The trucks broke down, the toilets didn't work over there. But the patients that we helped were so happy that we came from all over the world just for them. There was love all around. Then we had many more medical and dental camps over a period of 1.5 years, each lasting 5 to 6 days. We also built a maternity and medical clinic on the island, which is still functioning today. The chairman of the health services on the island invited us to speak on their conference for all health professionals on the island. Also, big NGOs were speaking there, like the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the Red Cross, and they were showing their big numbers on the screen. And then we came. We showed what we did in the Philippines, and then we said, we are a small organization. We do not have much money. We are volunteers. We do not have a salary. We pay our own plane tickets. We pay our own expenses. We feel we don't bring you much materially. But we have a slogan, love all, serve all. We feel we bring you love. And this is what we get from you in return. And this makes us very happy. And we thank you for it. And this made them all smiles and very happy as well. How is it possible for a small organization like us to be invited amidst such giants like the United Nations and the World Health Organization? It's because Swami arranged everything. There's no time to relate all the little incidents that led to it. But Swami managed it all. We had nothing to do with it. We, the volunteers of Sai Home, we cooked 200 meals every day and distributed it to the children of the elementary schools in the neighborhood and to the poor in the slum area and their children. And we did it 6 days every week. We also rebuilt a school, we furnished it, we gave the children books and backpacks with writing material. And one day, the supervisor of one of the schools asked us to explain about our organization, which we did. And we also explained our logo with the 5 human values. Then he asked us to bring this program, to introduce this program to 43 elementary school principals of the island. The vice major of Tacloban, this is the town our Sai Home was in, offered his newly rebuilt office and meeting hall for us to use. We had our introduction day. We explained that this program would bring love between the children, the teachers and the parents. There would be unity in the school. And the principals asked us to train their teachers in a 3-day seminar, which later took place in the nearby auditorium of the university and 130 teachers came, and the former speaker, Lorraine Burrows, was there as well, explaining this wonderful program to them. They also decided, the principals, that their students would start and end the day with light meditation. Now, we never went to the Philippines with the idea to bring the human values over there, but it happened anyway. Swami managed it all. We were living amongst the people in the middle of the disaster area. We were sharing their everyday life and feeding the poor, especially their children. We moved around freely in the most densely populated areas, like the slum areas and the marketplace where we bought our vegetables. We used many delicious vegetables and rice, and the people would welcome us and they would say, "Delicious, delicious," and they would have very warm smiles. Our Sai home was in a very busy street. We had a banner in front of the house. The banner had three items only. First, the name of our organization, Satya Sai International Organization. Then, our logo with the five human values. And Swami's words, "Hands that serve are holier than lips that pray." That's all. No more. We showed our devotion only through our action, not through our words, and not through any other means. In this way, Swami made sure that we were welcomed with open arms by one and all, the local population, the slum dwellers, the officials of the educational and health institutions, and the politicians. All embraced us, and we embraced them. Swami made our little organization shine as a clear example of selfless service, and to be recognized as such without our asking. Swami sent the officials to us. We didn't have to find them. They found us. Because we made those wonderful people of the Philippines happy when we gave them their lost Christmas back. In 1978, in his Christmas discourse, Sai Baba said, and Lorraine also mentioned this, "Jesus' life was his message. Follow the way he walked. Jesus began his life as a messenger. Then he became Christ, the Anointed One. Ultimately, he realized his destination by becoming one with God. It is for realizing this goal that I tell you, follow Jesus, follow Swami, and make the needy happy. Love all, serve all. It is not just a slogan. It's the Lord's command for us to follow. My prayer is that we, just like Jesus, find opportunities to bring this Christmas light in every heart, every day, especially where there is great need and despair. I thank you, Swami, for helping me speak. I thank you all for listening so patiently. I wish you all a very happy and holy Christmas. Jai Sai Ram!
Thank you, Jan. And now we're going to have the opportunity to watch a drama, which is presented by children from UK, and this is called The Christmas Gift. Let's give them a big hand.
Jai Ram. We offer our loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Christmas is a time when we experience the joy of giving and sharing. The children of the Sai Spiritual Education Program from various parts of the world will today present the divine message of our Lord. What is it that you have to offer to God? A short play entitled The Christmas Gift. Jai Sai Ram.
A long, long time ago, on the night when Jesus was born, there was a little mouse called Michael. Now, I hope you're not afraid of mice. This was a very friendly one. He had big ears, a long tail, tiny eyes, and a red woolly jacket to keep out the cold. He was sleeping in his tiny hole, just above a stream, thinking nice thoughts and making funny little noises.
That strange noise at this time in the middle of the night. Wonder what's going on. What a wonderful song. Who could be singing so well? Who will know? Oh yes, I know who would know. Albert, the wise old owl.
And so he scampered along, past the stream and over the hill to the big oak tree. What brings you here, Michael, and at this late hour?
Oh, Albert, tell me, what's all this noise about?
Oh, that. There's a great commotion. All because a little baby has been born in the village of Bethlehem. Everybody's going to see him, or so it seems.
Bethlehem? Away. Do you think I should go too? Should I?
Oh, I'm sure you would find it a memorable experience. You too should go, Michael. So off went Michael. There weren't any buses or trains in those days. so he had to swim across two rivers and climb hills on his own. It was a very dark and bleak winter night, and Michael had a long journey to make.
Looks like I have arrived.
Michael stood in the yard just next to the stable where Jesus was born. He was quite exhausted, and his little red jacket was all dirty. So he gave himself a good dusting to clean himself up as best he could.
Oh my God! I've got to look smart. I'm going to see the baby. I want to look my best. Hello, you. Ma'am, where are you going?
I'm going to see the wee baby.
Okay. Can I come with you? I have come a long way. I wish to see the baby too. Maybe I can stand on your shoulders to catch a better glimpse.
Hang on a minute. But who are you and where are you from?
I am Michael, the mouse. And I have travelled all night.
But first, tell me, have you got a present?
No. A present? I didn't even think of getting one.
Well, then you can't come with me.
Oh, no. But, Mrs. Yu, what kind of present have you got?
I've got some wool to keep the wee baby warm.
And into the stable walked Mrs. Yu and her friends. As they left, Michael heard another sound.
Well, hello, Mrs. Koo. Sorry, Mrs. Cow. How do you dow? Do. And where are you off to?
I am not off anywhere. I'm here to see the little baby.
Would you give me a small ride on your back so that I too can see him?
Do you have a present?
No.
Then I'm sorry. You cannot come.
Oh no, that's not fair. I've come such a long way just to get a glimpse of the small baby. By the way, what present have you got, Mrs. Cow?
I've got some milk, in case the baby gets thirsty.
So Mrs. Cow moo-mooed her way into the stable. Michael was quite sad. He could not get in. And he was especially sad when he heard how the people inside were enjoying themselves.
Well, hello there.
Mrs. Bertie Hen, to you, son, if you don't mind.
Okay, okay. Don't get your feathers ruffled. But I'm surprised to see you here.
No surprise at all. This is the first maternity ward I've visited. I like to see babies as much as anyone else.
What are the chances of us going in together? You see, I've come a long way and really want to see the baby. Please?
Well, have you a present for the new baby?
No, I don't.
Well, you can't come with me then. At least I bought some eggs with me. That's my gift to the child.
But I don't see any eggs.
That's because I haven't laid them yet.
And away she clucked into the stable. Michael got sadder and sadder. He was determined to get in, but he didn't know how. So he thought he'd walk around a bit. And eventually, he found himself right outside the stable door. He looked up, and you'll never guess what was staring him straight in the face.
Hey, mister. Just what are you after?
Hello. I'm just here to see the little baby. Honest.
You're just here to see the wee baby, hey? Have you got a present for the new one?
No, I haven't.
Well, you are not getting in then.
But what about you? You don't have a present for the little baby. What are you doing in the stable?
I am employed to keep annoying pests like you far, far away. Take that.
And at that, the cat went to hit Michael with his big ginger paw. But Michael scampered and ran to the side of the stable where he huffed and puffed, breathless with fear. While he was huffing and puffing, he saw some other visitors come to the stable. Not sheep, cows, or hens, but some other ones. You know who.
Sweetly kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar, hill and mountain, hall and mountain, following yonder star.
So there was Michael. He'd run all the way. He'd got his clothes dirty. He'd talked to the visitors going in. He'd heard the singing inside. He'd been threatened by a nasty tomcat. And he couldn't get in. Michael was sad. He was very, very sad, and he began to cry. A big tear dribbled down to the end of his wee nose and onto his red jacket. He was sad. I don't know what it was, but something made him look up. He looked up to the stable wall. It was very dark, but he saw a stream of light coming from a tiny hole. And Michael wondered,
Ah, There is some light. I wonder if I can see the baby through that hole. Perhaps I can climb up there. Oh, but it is so very high and very windy too. But I want to see this baby. It's my only chance. Let me try and climb up there.
And so, little Michael began climbing up this high wall. And as he climbed higher and higher, the wind blew stronger and stronger. It was blowing a gale by the time he reached the hole. Through the hole, a draft was blowing onto the little baby's face. And Mother Mary and Joseph were worried that little Jesus might catch a cold.
Joseph, there is this cold draft blowing onto our little one. What shall we do?
I know. But it is too high up in the wall. It is difficult to reach to plug it. I too am a bit worried, but let me see.
As Joseph was wondering what to do, Michael, who had just reached the hole, managed to squeeze his head in.
Ooh, I'm almost there. Almost there. All right, let me squeeze in a little bit more. A little more. That's it. I'm in.
Michael managed to squeeze his little head in and then his body in. He couldn't go any further. His bottom was stuck in the hole with his tail dangling out in the cold. It took him a while to get used to the light, because it was quite bright in the stable. But as soon as his eyes were all right, the first thing he noticed was Mother Mary looking over at him. She gave him a big smile and waved to him. Then she got Joseph to look over at Michael. And he too gave him a big wink and said a gentle thank you. That puzzled Michael.
Why is Joseph thanking me? What have I done? I haven't even got a present for the little baby.
My dear little one, you have done us a great favor. There was a cold draft blowing through that hole. We were worried that our little baby might catch a cold. I tried my best to plug that hole, but it was too high for me.
But now we needn't worry any longer. You, little one, have plugged the hole and stopped the draft.
So in Michael's honor, she sang a lullaby.
Oh,
so pleased. I am so lucky to see the little one. I can see all of you. I can see the sheep giving their wool to keep the little baby warm. I can see the cow giving her milk to the baby when he was thirsty. I can even see the hen too. And the cat. I am so happy to be here. Don't worry, Mother. I will stay up all night.
Michael stayed in the hole in the wall all night until the morning came. Then, when the wind had stopped howling, and without any fuss, he climbed down the outside wall and headed home. By the time he got back to the stream where he lived, he was very tired. Oh. I've heard all about it, you know. I've spoken to the sheep, I've had a word with the cow, and I listened for ages to one of the hens. They told me all about it. And they told me how they all gave their gifts to the baby, and what a merry time they had at the stable. Did you get to see the baby?
Oh yes, I did see the baby.
But I thought you didn't have a present. What did you give him?
Well, I didn't have a present like the wool from the sheep, or milk from the cow, or even eggs from the hen. But I did have one special present for the baby. I gave him me, for as long as he needed me. Now, I am very tired. Let me go and have some rest.
Then Michael turned and disappeared into his wee hole at the side of the stream. And that is where our play ends, with Michael's words, "I gave him me for as long as he needed me."
I am a poor boy too. Dear brothers and sisters, is there any better gift to give Jesus today or any day? Our beloved Bhagavan says, what is it that you have to offer to God? Not a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or holy water. You have to offer yourself to God. Then you become one with the divine. That is what God desires from you. Realize that there is nothing of yours that you can offer to God. All you enjoy is from Him. Develop this conviction. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, children from UK. Wonderful drama. And now we'd like to offer our prayers to Bhagavan and ask him to deliver his divine discourse.
Prema Saruplena Vidyarthi Vidyarthi Yulara.
Embodiments of love, the students, boys and girls.
ప్రాచీన కాలము నుండి ఈ పవిత్రమైన భారతదేశమునందు ఎన్నో విధములైనటువంటి కాంతులను వెదజల్లి పవిత్రమైన భారతీయ సంస్కృతిని యావత్ ప్రపంచమునకు చాటి పేరు పొందినటువంటి యొక్క ఈ ప్రఖ్యాతి ఆధ్యాత్మిక చిత్రములను మనం ఈనాడు విస్మరిస్తూ పోతున్నాం.
Since ancient times, this land has been the birthplace for sages, seers and the saints. It has been the country that has shared the rich culture all over the world. It is highly reputed and we have forgotten that today.
భారతదేశము కేవలము ఒక ఆధ్యాత్మిక సంపత్తి చేతనే ఆధారపడి ఉన్నది, కానీ అన్య శక్తులపైన కాదనే సత్యాన్ని మీరు గుర్తించాలి.
You have to recognize the basic truth that Bharat relies, depends on the spiritual wealth and nothing else.
అన్ని దేశములకు అన్ని కాలములయందు దివ్యమైన కాంతిని ప్రకాశించిపచేసి దేశ దేశములకు అందించినటువంటి యొక్క ఈ పవిత్ర భారతదేశం యొక్క స్థితి ఈనాడు ఏ విధంగా ఉన్నదో యోచించుకోవచ్చు.
Just think for yourself the plight and the position of Bharat in present day, which once upon a time spread the light of divinity all over the world in all periods of time in human history.
ప్రతి ఆదర్శప్రాయుడైనటువంటి మానవులు అనేక విధములైనటువంటి కష్టములకు నష్టములకు దుఃఖములకు విచారములకు కృంగిపోయి తమ దీక్షను తమ ప్రతిష్టను ప్రపంచములకు అందించలేచి అనేక విధములైనటువంటి బాధలను అనుభవించారు.
We know many ideal people who faced many of the problems, difficulties and obstacles on their way. They have not given up their determination. They have not been frustrated or depressed for any reason.
ఈనాడు ఒక ఆదర్శమూర్తి అయినటువంటి ఒక జీసస్ యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మీరు ఒక తూరి జ్ఞాపకం ఉంచుకోవాలి.
Today you have to remind yourself the sacred life of Jesus Christ.
అనేక తరముల నుండి యుగ యుగములందు కూడాను ఇలాంటి మహనీయులు మహత్తరమైనటువంటి శక్తిపరులు జగత్తునందు వ్యాప్తి గావించి అనేక విధమైనటువంటి బోధనలు సలుపుతూ వచ్చారు.
This is the past several of the ages from time to time. The noble souls have taken birth and started spreading the noble ideals.
అందరికీ కూడాను ఏదో ఉపదేశం చేస్తూ ఉపకారం సలుపుతూ దివ్యమైన భావముల చేత జగత్తును మంచి గావింపడానికి అనేక విధమైనటువంటి పాటలు పడ్డారు అనేక ఆదర్శ పురుషులు.
Many of the ideal people struggle hard, thinking of the welfare of the entire world by their sacred teachings, rendering hell and their own divinity for that matter.
కాని ఇందులోని అంతరాత్మను గుర్తించుకోలేక మూర్ఖులైనటువంటి మానవులు ఆధ్యాత్మిక తత్వాన్ని కేవలము అవమానపరుస్తూ వచ్చారు.
But the foolish man does not understand the inner meaning of the spiritual content of this basic philosophy.
Jesus janminchinappati nunchi kudanu aneka vidhamainaatundi kashtamulaku nashtamulaku dukkhamulaku vicharamulaku guri avutu vachadu.
Jesus Christ, right from the beginning, faced all problems, all difficulties, obstacles.
Uttam purushula yokka divyattvam జగత్తుకు వ్యాప్తి గావించినప్పుడు అనేక మందికి అసూయలు బయలుదేరుతుంటాయి.
When noble souls start spreading their divinity, people all around develop feelings of jealousy.
జీసస్ను అనేక విధములుగా కూడా బాధిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Jesus was put to suffering by every possible way.
సమాజములకు శాంతి భద్రతను అందించగోరి అనేక పాటు పడ్డాడు జీసస్.
Jesus struggled hard to establish safety and security in the community.
బీదలను సాధనను కష్టజీవులను అనేక రకములుగా చెంత చేర్చుకుని వారి బాధలను తీరుస్తూ కరుణ చేతనే వారి బాధలను రక్షిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
Jesus spent all his time in the company of the poor and needy and the forlorn. He was their refuge and he was solving their problems.
కానీ ఈ యొక్క పవిత్రమైన కార్యములను సహించుకోలేక అనేక మంది విధములుగా కూడాను ఇక్కట్లు గలుతూ వచ్చారు.
Many people could not bear this sacred thing, sacred activity undertaken by Jesus, and they started creating troubles.
కట్టకడబటికి ఇది చాలా దినదినమునకు పెరుగుతూ పోయింది ద్వేషం.
The hatred started rising day by day.
కొన్ని సమాజములందు దీనిని అధికంగా ద్వేషిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
In fact, it was much more dominant in certain communities.
ప్రీస్టుకులను దీనికి చాలా విరుద్ధంగా తిరుగుతూ వచ్చారు.
Even the priestly class turned against him.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
What's the reason?
జీసస్ యొక్క పేరు ప్రతిష్టలు ప్రఖ్యాతిగా పెరుగుతున్నవే అనేటువంటి అసూయనే దీనికి మూల కారణము.
Priests were against Jesus because Jesus was highly popular, famous and reputed.
వీద సాధారణమైనటువంటి బెస్తవారంతా ఈ యొక్క జీసస్ను చాలా కొలుస్తూ వచ్చారు.
The fishermen who were poor started worshipping Jesus.
ఈ విధంగా చిన్నవారందరూ కూడా చాలా ప్రేమిస్తూ అతనికి శిష్యులు కావటం చేత అతని యొక్క ప్రఖ్యాతి పేరు ప్రతిష్టలు తిరుదిరమలకు అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వచ్చాయి.
Because so many of the innocent people followed him, followed his teachings, listened to him, and therefore that led to the popularity of Jesus.
అట్టి పేరు ప్రతిష్టలు పెరుగుతున్నవే అని ఓర్చుకోలేకపోయారు అనేక మంది.
Many people could not bear with the name and fame of Jesus.
అనేక ఆటంకములు కూడా కల్పించారు.
They are also responsible for several of the obstacles.
అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క బాధలు కూడా పెట్టారు.
He was put to suffering.
కట్టకడబడికి అతన్ని ప్రాణం తీయడానికి కూడా ప్రయత్నం చేశారు.
In fact, they wanted to take off his life.
ఇందులో తన యొక్క శిష్యులైనటువంటి వారు కూడా ఇందులో పాల్గొన్నారు.
In this, his disciples also got associated.
అందులో 12 మంది శిష్యులు ఉండేటువంటి వారు.
Jesus had 12 disciples.
అందులో 12వ వాడు జూడాస్.
The 12th disciple is Judas.
ఆనాడు ఒక్క జూడానే ఉండినాడు.
In those days there was one single Judas.
ఈనాడు అనేక మంది జూడాస్ బయలుదేరారు.
Today we have many Judas.
ఈ అపవిత్ర మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టేటువంటి జూడాస్ అధికం కావటం చేతనే జగత్తులో అనేక విధమైనటువంటి అశాంతి పెరుగుతూ వచ్చింది.
Because of the rise in the number of the type of Judas, more and more we find unsacredness developing all over all around.
అల్ప బుద్ధులైనటువంటి వారికి కేవలం ధనాసను కల్పించి అనేక విధములుగా వారిని లోబరుచుకుంటూ వచ్చారు.
People are tempted by money and they were just allowed to tread along the path of sin.
కేవలము 12 రూపాయల నిమిత్తమై ఆశించి ఈ జూడా తన గురువును పట్టించాడు.
Judas sold out his guru the preceptor just for pittance of 12 rupees.
ధనమూలంబిరం జగత్ అనేటువంటిది 2000 సంవత్సరముల పూర్వమే ఇది ప్రారంభమైంది.
The fact that the whole world depends on wealth was known even 2,000 years ago.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ధనాశ చేత ఇంకను అనేక రకములైనటువంటి మార్గముల చేత అతన్ని బాధ పెడుతూ వచ్చారు.
He was put to suffering because many people were tempted by money.
ధనమును ఇచ్చి పుచ్చుకోవటము.
They pay money and accept money.
ఇంకను అనేక విధములుగా ఈ ధనం చేత ఇతరులకు అపకారము గావించటము.
And they made use of the money to harm many people.
అన్యాయ అక్రమ అనాచార అసత్యములకు పాల్పడి.
And they resorted to all mean methods which are unjust, unrighteous.
లేని చెడ్డలు కూడాను సృష్టింపజేసి.
They started attributing bad which is not
there. పవిత్రమైన నిత్యమైనటువంటి సత్యములకు విరుద్ధమైన మార్గములు ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
They started propagating the principle which is against the truth, the righteousness and the fundamental truth.
ఇది లోకము యొక్క అనాటి యొక్క ఈనాటి యొక్క సహజములే.
This is quite natural in society.
దీనికి ఎవరు కూడా ఏ విధమైనటువంటి దీంట్లో వెరవకూడదు.
Nobody should be afraid of such a trend.
మనలో లేని దోషములకు మనం ఎందుకు భయపడాలి?
Why should we be afraid of those things which are not?
మనలో లేనటువంటి తప్పులకు మనం ఎందుకు వెరవాలి?
Why should you be afraid of the mistake which is not in you?
సత్యమైన అనిత్యమైన భావముల చేత ప్రపంచ ప్రఖ్యాతి గావించినటువంటి యొక్క దివ్య తత్వాలకు ఇలాంటి ప్రబోధన అంతా కూడాను కొన్ని అసూయగా మారుతున్నాయి.
The divine thought, the divine teaching that has been spreading like wildfire all the way, it finds its own obstacles.
Anadu aa rakamainatundi oka margamulo apala aneka mandi durmargam margamulo praveshinchinappatikini.
Though many of the wicked people found their place in those times,
ee naadu kudanu takkuvemi ledu.
We are not short of wicked people in the present day.
Chaala mandi ee Judas anta dabbu kosam aasapadi.
But many Judas want money.
ఈ విధంగా దీనిలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నారు.
దే ఫాలో దెం.
ప్రవేశించిన కట్టగడపడి జూడా ఏమైపోయింది?
వాట్ హ్యాపెన్డ్ జూడాస్?
పేరు చెప్పాడు. కార్యం జరిగిన తర్వాత కంతారు ఏడ్చుతూ కూర్చున్నాడు.
హి రివీల్డ్ ది ఐడెంటిటీ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లార్డ్ అండ్ స్టార్టెడ్ క్రైయింగ్ షెడ్డింగ్ టియర్స్.
ఛా, నా గురువుకు నేను ఇంత ద్రోహం చేస్తున్నాను, నేను గురు ద్రోహిని, దైవ ద్రోహిని అని తనకు తాను కొట్టుకున్నాడు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ హి స్టార్టెడ్ హిడింగ్ హింసెల్ఫ్ బికాజ్ హీ కుడ్ నో ద సిన్ దట్ హీ కుడ్ కమిట్ దట్ హీ కుడ్ కమిట్ దట్ హీ బిట్రేడ్ గాడ్.
ద్రోహమైనా చేయవచ్చును,
యు కెన్ బిట్రే,
కానీ దైవ ద్రోహానికి మాత్రం ఎవరు పూనుకోకండి.
బిట్రేయల్ అన్ టు గాడ్ ఇస్ ద వర్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ది సిన్స్.
దైవ ద్రోహం అన్ని ద్రోహముల కంటే చాలా గొప్పది.
బిట్రేయల్, డినైల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇస్ వర్స్ట్.
ఎన్ని జన్మలు ఎత్తినప్పటికీ అది తీరదు.
యు కెన్ నెవర్ అటోన్ ది సిన్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ సెవెరల్ బర్త్స్.
దైవ ద్రోహానికి మాత్రము మీరు ఏమాత్రం పాల్పడకండి.
డోంట్ రిసార్ట్ టు సచ్ మీనెస్ థింగ్.
అందరినీ ప్రేమించండి.
లవ్ ఆల్.
ఎవరొచ్చి మనం దూషించినప్పటికీ నీకు ఒక నమస్కారం చెప్పండి.
అదర్స్ మే అక్యూజ్ యు, స్టిల్ సాల్యూట్ దెం, బౌ డౌన్.
ఎందుకనగా
వాయ్?
అందరి ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటి దైవత్వం ఒక్కటే.
బికాస్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్.
అందరి ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రేమతత్వం ఒక్కటే.
ద సేమ్ లవ్ ఈజ్ యూనిఫామ్ ఇన్ ఆల్.
కేవలం తాత్కాలికంగా వచ్చేటువంటి ఆవేశంల ద్వారా.
Because of the temporary feelings that might crop up,
మన మనసును మనం పాడు చేసుకోకూడదు.
We should not spoil our minds.
అందరూ ప్రేమ చేత దైవాన్ని ప్రార్థన చేయాలి.
Let's all pray to God full of love together.
అన్ని మహనీయులు కూడా ఇవి వచ్చేటువంటివే ప్రతి అవతారం నందు కూడాను.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ సచ్ థింగ్స్ డు కమ్ ఇన్ ద లైఫ్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్. ఎందుకు రావాలి
అని కొంతమంది ప్రశ్నిస్తారు.
సమ్ పీపుల్ సే వై ఆల్ దిస్.
అది వస్తే ఈ ఘనత పెరుగుతుంది.
అన్లెస్ సచ్ థింగ్స్ కమ్ యువర్ గ్లోరీ విల్ నాట్ స్టే. ద
ఇంటర్ విల్ బిట్వీన్ టు పెయిన్స్.
ద ప్లెజర్
బాధల మధ్యలోనే సుఖం పెరుగుతుంది.
ద ప్లెజర్ ఇస్ ఎన్ ఇంటర్వెల్ బిట్వీన్ టు పెయిన్స్.
ఎక్కడ ప్రకాశం ఉంటుందో అక్కడ దాని ప్రక్కలోనే నీడ కూడా ఉంటుంది.
వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ లైట్ దేర్ ఇస్ షాడో.
ఆ నీడ వచ్చిందని మనం ఏమాత్రం భయపడకూడదు.
డోంట్ బి అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది షాడో.
ఆ నీడ ఎందుకూడదు, ఎండ ఉన్నది.
Yes, there's light even there.
ఎన్న నీడల యొక్క సంబంధ బాంధవ్యము ఏకత్వమే కాని భిన్నత్వం కాదు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దేర్స్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ ఇన్ ద లైట్ అండ్ ద షాడో.
కనుక
సో
స్వామి విషయమే కాదు, ఏ పెద్దల విషయమైన కానీ, ఎవరి విషయమైన కానీ, ఎవరు ఏ విధంగా కూడా విరుద్ధంగా మాట్లాడితే మీరు ఏమాత్రం దాంతో చర్య తీసుకోకండి.
నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్. Even if anyone speaks against any elderly people, don't respond.
అది మాకు సంబంధం కాదని అని వదిలిపెట్టేయండి.
Just brush it aside telling I have not.
మనలో ఉన్నటువంటి దోషం లేగిన వారు చెప్తే తప్పక మనం తీసుకోవచ్చు. మనలో లేని దోషాలు వారు చెప్పినప్పుడు ఇది నాట్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ మై వన్.
If anyone points out the mistake that's really over there, you can correct or else say I have nothing to do with it.
సత్యానికి మనం ఏమాత్రం వెరగకూడదు.
డోంట్ బి అఫ్రైడ్ ఇఫ్ యువర్ ట్రూత్.
ప్రేమ చేతనే మన జీవితాన్ని జరుపుతూ పోవాలి.
క్యారీ ఆన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ విత్ లవ్.
ఆ విధంగా ఉండినప్పుడే మన జీవితం సార్థకం అవుతుంది.
వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ దట్ లైఫ్, యువర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ రిడీమ్డ్.
ప్రేమను వదలుకొని సత్యాన్ని వదులుకొని ఏదో ప్రాణం రక్షించుకోవాలని చెప్పింది. ఊరికి జపములు తపములు చేస్తే వచ్చింది మనకు ప్రేమ.
Do you mean say that you can keep your life by giving up truth, righteousness, peace and love? No.
Kanuka manam emaina sariye annitiki siddhanga untundi satyanni dharmanni premanu saginchukuntu povali.
Let anything happen under any circumstances, hold on to the truth.
Manam gurinchavalsina ide palamulu satya dharma shanti palamulu.
In fact, these are important fruits that we have, the truth, righteousness and
love.
And the fruit of peace would confer peace
over.
The truth and righteousness grant divine life.
అన్ని విధమైనటువంటి లోకాలు కూడా శాంతిని అందిస్తుంది.
The fruit of love would confer peace to the entire world.
కనుక మీరు ప్రేమను పెంచుకోండి.
Develop love more and more.
ప్రేమ కోసం ఏ మాత్రం భయపడనక్కర్లేదు.
You don't need to be afraid of anything.
ఎవరేమనుకుంటారో అనేటువంటి భయమే అక్కర్లేదు.
Don't be mindful of the feelings.
ఎవరైనా ఏమని అనుకోండి.
Let anybody think what they like.
వారిష్టం వారిది, మన ఇష్టం మంది.
Their likes are.
మనం ఏం తప్పు చేయటం లేదు.
You're not doing any mistake.
పవిత్రమైన భగవంతుని ప్రేమించడంలో తప్పేముంది.
Well, where lies the mistake if you love God?
ఇది ఏది తప్పు కాదు.
Nothing is wrong with
it. ఆ ప్రేమ చేతనే మన ప్రాణం వదలాలి.
Let us give up our life with this love.
అంతే కాని పిచ్చి పిచ్చి కలహాలకు, లేనిపోని సందేహాలకు అవకాశం అందించకండి.
We should never give scope for any conflict or doubt.
ఎవరి కర్మ వారు అనుభవిస్తారు.
Each one has to face.
ఎవరు చేసిన కర్మ వారు అనుభవింపక ఏరికైనా తప్పునన్నా.
No one can be free from the consequences of one's own action.
ఏనాడు ఏదేరు ఎవరు చెప్పగలరు అనుభవించుట సిద్ధమన్నా.
One day or other, who can declare you are bound to face the consequences of your action?
రాముడు అంటే రాముడు సీతను బాసి పాపముని వలియేచ్చనున్నా.
Even Rama was separated from his wife and started crying.
ఎందుకు ఈ బాధలు?
What for all this?
మన బాధకు అవకాశమే ఇవ్వకూడదు.
Let's not give any chance.
భగవంతు చింతన చేస్తుంటే బాధలు ఎట్లా ప్రవేశిస్తాయి?
When you think of God, there's no occasion for suffering.
ఎప్పటికీ రావు, ఎప్పటికీ రావు.
They will never come in your
way. అన్ని విధములా కూడా మీకు భగవంతుడు అడ్డుగా ఉంటాడు.
And God will stand and you can face the life.
అన్ని విధములు కూడా వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే కంటనే ఉంటుంది. అన్ని విధాలా కాపాడుతుంటాడు భగవంతుడు.
God will protect you because he is with you, in you, above you, below you, around you.
తుచ్చమైన భావాలకు ఏ మాత్రం కూడా అవకాశం ఇవ్వకండి.
Don't give any scope for mean ideas.
ఆ చీడ పురుగులను మనం ఏ మాత్రం చేర్చకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
We should never entertain such narrow thoughts.
కనుక నిజమైనటువంటి భగవత్ భక్తి కావాలంటే జీసస్ అనండి, రామ అనండి, కృష్ణ అనండి, ఏ పేరైనా పెట్టుకోండి.
యు గివ్ ఎనీ నేమ్ టు గాడ్, రామ, కృష్ణ, జీసస్.
భగవంతుడు ఒక్కడే.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
గోల్ ఈజ్ వన్.
గోల్ ఈజ్ వన్.
ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ వన్.
ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ వన్.
లవ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
లవ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
కాబట్టి ఈ లవ్ ఏ గాడ్.
దిస్ లవ్ ఈజ్ గాడ్.
దీనిని మనం హృదయంలో పెట్టుకోండి.
దిస్ వి షుడ్ హావ్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్.
ఈ పేరు ఆ పేరు అని అనేక రకములుగా మీరు చిల్లాడకండి.
లెట్స్ నాట్ గో బై నేమ్స్.
ది బెస్ట్ వే టు లవ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ టు లవ్ ఆల్, సర్వ్ ఆల్.
ది బెస్ట్ వే టు లవ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ టు లవ్ ఆల్ అండ్ సర్వ్ ఆల్.
ఆ సేవను మీరు నేర్చుకోండి.
లర్న్ దిస్ సర్వీస్, ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్.
చాలా సంతోషం.
లవ్ ఇస్ మై ఫామ్, ట్రూత్ ఇస్ మై బ్రెడ్, జీసస్ ఇస్ మై expansion is my life.
My life is my message. Expansion is my life.
My life is my message. Expansion is my life.
My life is my message. Expansion is my life.
No reason for love. No reason for love. No birth. No
ఆనంద.
my
charanam manas bhajare guru charanam dustar bhavasagar taranam dustar Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva.
Sai Bhajo, Ye Shirdi Sai Bhagwan. Stop.
ॐ जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पनतीका आश्रित कल्पनतीका आप साधवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदैव
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।